Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Aviana, hi. My name is Yvonne Roberts, and okay, what kind of company is this, and what products do you sell? Because you all showed up at my bank, my checking account, and I'm not sure who you are. I see that you've already got the money. My account's in the negative now, but that's okay. But what is this? Because you don't seem familiar to me, so I don't. Just what are you? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So let's see here. Could I please have your zip code?
It's 29615. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
First and last name, please.
First name is Yvonne. Last name is Roberts.
Okay. So, no, ma'am, I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
Okay, well, I have three phone numbers. For this on the bank account is 864-335-8116. That's a home phone, and then I have two cell phones.
All right, so I did find an account matching your name. Could you verify your address?
It's 702 Edwards Road. And like I said, I'm in apartment 124, and it's in Greenville, South Carolina.
So there was a purchase here for a neck massager on the 7th of May for $9.97.
Okay, now that, okay, all right. Do you all sell something else? Okay, because, all right, it's like you guys are in my account twice, the same name. Okay, the second one is, it says signature death. Anyway, Uplifting Fit Right Home L, this phone number, and NJ, which I thought was maybe New Jersey, but I have no idea. But that one is for $72.33. That's what I don't understand. But
Yes, ma'am.
Uplifting.
So that was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies the neck massager.
What the? Okay, see? I wasn't trying to do all that. I was just trying to get the little neck massager off of the, oh God, it's one of those little survey things that you do for Walmart or CVS, blah, blah, blah. And after you do it, you can pick out something and just pay shipping and handling. Nothing said nothing about joining a membership. I was not trying to do that.
All right, well, I do apologize about that, ma'am. It was stated in our terms and conditions, that you had to purchase that subscription.
Okay, well, I don't want it. Like I said, other than that little neck thing, I don't even know what this place does, what you guys do, what you sell.
Yes, ma'am. When you filled out the survey, this did come along with those charges. They're the company that supplies that neck massager. Now I can go ahead and get it canceled. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah, let me get some of this. Okay, yeah, give me the cancellation number. But I can't get my money back for this?
I can do a 35% refund.
Okay, well, if you can do that, I'll take anything. Like I said, my account's in the negative now. So give me the whatever number you wanted to give me.
All right, so the cancellation number C as in Charlie, 287-828-818.
Okay. Okay. So, what do I do with this number?
So just to let you know that your account has been canceled.
Okay.
and that you will do the 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. Do you know how long that'll take?
You should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry for the mix-up. I'm just know that now I can't order anything off of those little surveys. But I just kind of think that's some sneaky crap, though. It said nothing about joining a membership or anything like that, because if that was the case, I never would have done it. But anyway, hindsight's 2020. I thank you, and I'll take what I can get.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.